Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I have been raised in a Christian household and have certain views towards sex. One in particular is abstinence. I am a virgin and plan to be when I marry. However, I also have no interest in marrying someone who isn't a virgin. What is the best way to learn about my girlfriend's past without being too confrontational?
People have different views and values about sexuality, and it can be helpful for men and women to spend time thinking about the values that are important to them. You happen to place value on abstinence until marriage, as do some other men and women. As you may know, scientific research shows that, at least in the United States, the vast majority of men and women choose to have sexual intercourse before they get married, if indeed they ever get married. This doesn't mean that everybody is doing it, as the saying goes. Rather, I point that out simply so that you have realistic expectations. If dating or marrying a woman who has never had sex before is important to you, then you may find it helpful to date with this in mind. And while I wouldn't recommend being confrontational, it may be helpful to you and to those you date to be honest and direct, such as by saying early on while dating that you are a virgin and hope to date or marry a woman who is also a virgin and shares your values. At the very least, this conversation might come up naturally as things begin to progress physically between you. There are many ways to go about this. Some people who hold certain religious values find it helpful to meet other single men or women through their place of worship. Perhaps getting involved in your church would be one way to meet women who may be more likely to share your values and perhaps more likely to be virgins. Of course, many Christian women and men have sex without being married, so this is not a guarantee and still something you may want to discuss. Being clear about your values in online dating ads may also help to narrow your dating pool to those that you're interested in dating. When you do talk to women about this issue, try to frame this in terms of your needs and interests rather than making them feel bad, shameful, or sinful if they have values or sexual interests other than yours. Just as you probably don't want to be made to feel different or embarrassed for your decision to abstain from sex, it would be kind to approach other women and their choices with compassionate ways as well. I would also like to suggest a few things for you to consider. I would encourage you to consider whether it is absolutely important to you that your future wife be a virgin, and if so, why that's important. Some women have previously had sexual intercourse and then later decided that they didn't want to have intercourse again until marriage, a sort of born-again virgin. Other women have had vaginal intercourse against their will. Scientific research has also demonstrated that people have different definitions about what it means to be a virgin. Some people say they're a virgin if they've had oral sex but not vaginal sex. Others say they're a virgin if they've had anal sex but not vaginal sex. Still, other people feel that a virgin is someone who has not had oral, vaginal, or anal sex. This begs the question, to what standard of virginity do you hold yourself, and to what standard would you hold a woman? Also, are these the same standards, and if not, why not? Choosing someone to date and marry are important decisions, and we certainly wish you the best.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My girlfriend and I are engaging in dry sex, where she's wearing panties and boxer shorts, and I'm wearing boxers. But I've also been naked. I'm getting a lot of mixed signals about the pregnancy risk of dry humping. What are some birth control methods we could use for better peace of mind?
Although sperm are very good swimmers, they're not supernaturally good. I have yet to hear of a case where sperm have swam through both boxers and underwear and resulted in a pregnancy. I imagine one reason why you might be reading conflicting information on the internet is because it's impossible to know what exactly people are doing when they say they're having dry sex, or any other type of sex for that matter. And what people do can change from time to time. Even with you and your girlfriend, sometimes your dry sex has meant that you both have clothes on, and other times it has meant that she has underwear on, but you are completely naked. The more clothes that come off, the more the potential for pregnancy exists if men's and women's genitals come together and the guy ejaculates. So, in the absence of knowing what exactly people are doing, you can imagine why sex educators, nurses, and doctors are a little cautious about describing pregnancy or infection risks for dry sex. That said, I think you're very wise to consider more reliable methods of birth control, particularly since it sounds like you two sometimes take things a little further than planned, like when you've wound up naked. And you're absolutely correct that if your semen were to get near her vaginal entrance, then there could be a risk for pregnancy, even if you didn't have vaginal intercourse. Using a condom is certainly one strategy. It would provide a barrier between your semen and her vagina. It is possible that a condom might tear, particularly since dry sex involves more friction than intercourse, and you should check the condom here and there to make sure that it's still intact. Applying a bit of water-based lubricant on the condom, once it is already on your penis, can reduce the risk of the condom breaking or tearing. There are also a range of hormonal contraceptives that your girlfriend might consider, such as the birth control pill, patch, ring, or shot. The best form of contraception is one that you two can use consistently and correctly, so issues about convenience, access, ease of use, and cost are important to consider. She and you can check in with her healthcare provider for more information about contraceptives.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.